Bulldogs running for the top, what a referee does and doesn't do when a concussion occurs, and a whole new group of kids get in the game. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Youth has been served in Otsego, where the Bulldogs girls cross country team has fared well the past two seasons on the big stage. A second place finish at the Lower Peninsula Division II finals a year ago, and a third the year before that, with a cast that still has only one senior in its top seven runners. One of those runners, Megan Alberts, says her team's goals this year are pretty simple.
It's a really exciting feeling because we just know that every day we're going to try our hardest to do the best that we can do and to push each other from where we were last year and where we even were yesterday, just to try to be a better team.
Alberts finished third individually at last year's finals as a sophomore, where Erica Drombe also medaled. Both also earned All-State honors as freshmen. The Bulldogs ranked second in Division II behind two-time defending champion Grand Rapids South Christian, are unbeaten in the Wolverine Conference so far this year, with invitational wins at St. Joseph, Pawpaw, and last Saturday at Sparta, where Otsego copped five of the top six spots individually, easily outdistancing South Christian in the team standings. You can read more in Dean Holdsworth's story about Otsego Cross Country on the second half page of the MHSAA website. And our Sparrow Health game balls go out this week, too. Corunna's Skylar Napier, who became the Cavaliers' all-time leader in assists during a sweep of Lake Fenton and Montrose in a girls' volleyball quad last week. And Brant Murray set a school single-game rushing record for Petoskey with 367 yards and three scores in a 27-9 football victory over Traverse City West. Where you go for care matters. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
In all contact sports, the biggest issue of the day continues to be concussions. Game officials play a vital role in keeping athletes safe on the field, the court, out on the ice, and on the mat. While officials are never placed in the position to diagnose a possible or potential concussion, the officials can often see when a player first becomes injured. That possible injury, if noticed by a game official, the game rules then require the contest to be stopped and the student gets evaluated by the school's healthcare team. It then becomes the call of the school to determine if the player has suffered a possible concussion. If it is a concussion, the player is out for at least the rest of the day. If no concussion, the player can return to that contest.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. Friday afternoon, an email popped up from a teacher at a school involved in the MHSAA school broadcast program, telling me how their program had grown from a few kids in a club just a few years ago to an integral part of the curriculum, with nearly 50 kids involved. Pretty good considering there were less than 200 kids at the school. That evening, I presented the SBP Program of the Year Award for the second straight year to Montrose High School, about 25 minutes northwest of Flint, where digital broadcasting has also become a big deal. These programs, numbering over 60 now, bring live high school sports to your computer and your handheld device on MHSAA.tv, but more importantly, they give kids life skills for today's world and give kids, just like those in sports, a place to go and grow after school, a place to belong, a place to feel good about themselves. And the scenes I just described are playing out all over the state. It's programs like the school broadcast program that integrate with sports to enhance everything going on in the building. You can learn more about the SBP by visiting the MHSAA website. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.